Lucy Foley and her band, which are Ross and Gavin and Andy and Tom, all joining her in the studio. And a lot of these guys are local.
All of them.
All of them, yes. Well, that's, I see. And I met Gavin last Saturday night when he was at the Golden Festival. Yay! And he still got his henna print on his hand. All right. Well, we were talking off mic about how you ended up meeting all these guys here.
And, yes.
And you were telling me that you came here as early as 2001.
That was the first time I came. Yes. Yeah. Actually, I had met a drummer. I used to work in a club called Vicar Street, a music venue in Dublin, and I had met a drummer there, and he was living in Nashville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and so we sent emails back and forth for 9 months, and I thought, well, I've got to find out if there's something in this, and so I bought a ticket, you know, and I went over, and I could tell in the airport that it it wasn't going to work out, and so I moved into a motel room called the Drake Inn Motel, where the stars stay.
Ooh.
On the Murfreesboro Road in Nashville, Tennessee, and just started traveling. So I went down to Memphis and New Orleans and up to. I spent a long time in New Orleans, and then went up to St. Louis and Chicago, then across to New York, and I was following the sound of American music, really, and mostly jazz, but whatever was there. So in New Orleans, there were a lot of trombones, and then by the time I got up north, it was like, where are all the trombones gone? And, you know, it was wonderful. And pedal steel in Nashville, you know, every city has its textures, you know.
Sure, sure.
And so that was really quite a wonderful trip. But when I got to... when I got to New York, I could feel that I just fell in love with it, you know.
Right.
And this was August in 2001.
And you survived the heat and the humidity from that?
Oh, well, I mean, I was actually in New Orleans for the heat.
Wow.
And I got bit by my very first mosquito in Memphis, Tennessee as well. They are huge there. They're enormous. So anyway... yeah, so then went to New York and then back again. And so then I managed to come back to New York in 2003 for 6 months, and then on to Copenhagen, and then came back in 2007. And I was at the Brooklyn Country Music Festival, actually, in Southpaw, on Fifth Avenue. And there was a man up on stage, and he was singing about a bar called Freddy's. And he was singing about it in such passionate terms. And I was asking everybody around me, what's this Freddy's place?
What's this Freddy's?
You know, I've heard of Max's Kansas City and CBGB's, but I haven't heard of this Freddy's, you know.
Just a good old bar, though.
Yes. And so they gave me the directions, and I went there like a day later, and that's where I met Ross.
And Ross has been sort of your musical and studio collaborator.
Yes, absolutely.
For quite a while.
Yes, he has. We began making the record, I think, probably in 2008 or possibly even the winter of 2007. And Ross has basically arranged and played almost everything on the album, apart from drums, which was played by Tom, and also another drummer, a friend of ours in Spain called Ethan Winogrand.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, so he's an enormous part of this record.
Yeah. So all your travels, I guess now, that sort of explains why you don't have a particularly what I would call Irish sound. You know, as an Irish singer songwriter, there are certain people that sound like they're from that place, but you sound like you're from all over.
Okay.
Good. That's a good thing. It's more of a, you know, eclectic view of musical.
Well, I guess I sound like whatever. Well, I would hope I sound like whatever I'm drawn to. But you know, who knows what way it comes out in different ways. You know, the interesting thing, there's a song we're not going to actually play today, but we'll be playing it in pianos on Friday. And it's called Mr. Bogeyman, and it's a klezmer song. And everybody who hears that song, it's sort of klezmer, Kurt Vile,
right.
Pit band sort of song, you know, very theatrical. I have great fun.
You know, we could hear it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Fabulous.
Right.
Great.
Because we happen to have a copy of the album here.
I can convenient.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
And that gives me an opportunity to mention again that you're playing at Pianos on the 12th at 8 o'clock.
The 21st.
I'm sorry, the 21st.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock. I'm losing my dates here.
It's okay.
So, number six is here. So the 21st is when Lucy is going to be playing at Pianos on Ludlow Street. 8 o'clock sharp, it says.
That's right, yes.
And they tend to be really on time with their gigs, so you kind of have to be there right then.
Yes, I think so.